Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 7th of February, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question to kickstart our discussions, and this week I didn't think of one. Sorry, folks. So this is going to be one of those open mic kind of nets where anything that's on your mind is fair game. And I can take several rounds of check-ins. And I'm looking at my dashboard here, and I'm not seeing any of the usual conferences like PAM or some of the other, I can't remember the other conferences that sometimes connect here. So, oh my gosh, a whole bunch of stations just suddenly disappeared. I don't know what's up with that. I hope they will come back. Okay, there's one coming back. So let me run down the list here of stations that I saw and put on my list. KC3LYZ, VK6BQQ, N4RNW, W0TTY, and AB3KC. So all of those stations are already on my list, and you only need to speak up if... All right, I see Collins is back there, and Steven is back. Not sure what happened to you guys. Welcome back. So we're about ready to go and start giving everybody a chance to speak. If you missed it, I don't have a topic this week, so if there's anything that you've got on your mind, speak up. So... let's see. Top of my list here is KC3LYZ. Bob. Okay, so I take it you're open to suggestions if anybody has one for an 80 meter to 6 meter antenna, and it sounds like you're looking at verticals, not wire antennas, dipole kind of antennas. What do they call those things that do most? A fan dipole, I think, is what I'm trying to think of there. But anyway, so thank you, Robert. Let's see, who's still in here? How about VK6BQQ? Reg, do you have anything?
Hey, B9FJ, VK6BQQ. Good morning from Australia. Well, I don't have a whole lot this morning. Just getting rolling here. We're getting ready. It's garbage day today, so we've been busy taking the bins out. Other than that, all is good at this end. Back to Nat.
Well, we're starved for topics, so I'm prompted to ask, how many bins do you take out, and how often do they come and pick them up?
Well, sir, we have three bins. We have one for food disposal. We have one for our leaves, branches, etc. And the other one's just general use for recycling. So usually every week, every Monday morning, we have three bins out. They've got them color-coded, green, red, and yellow. So it's quite a chore, but it makes it possible. We have a fair backyard. My wife's into plants, trees, etc. So she's out trimming, and we usually have a bin full every week. So it's a chore, but yeah, three bins here in West Australia.
Well, missing from that list was just the ordinary landfill, you know, unrecyclable garbage or trash. One of those bins contains that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we recycle down here, so any of the juice jars, plastic, stuff like that, we have it. And for normal use, it's the yellow bin, you know, boxes, cardboard, plastic, styrofoam, anything in that order. And if we have any big stuff to get rid of, right now my daughter, she lives with us. So she's got a bin, and we did a major cleanup. If we haven't used something in the last year, it's gone. So that big bin is full too. So we're just waiting for the big truck to come and pick it up. But, you know, when you got a family, as we do, there's lots of things to dispose of. And as I say, if we haven't used it in the last year, we don't need it.
Okay, well, thanks for that report, Reg. It's interesting that they do things like that. They have recycling here as well, but I kind of wonder sometimes. You separate your stuff and you put the cans here and the glass there and the paper over there, and then the truck comes by and they dump all three of the bins into the same truck. I don't know. So, all right, thank you, Reg. Next on the list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and the rest of the group. N4RNW, Harold here from Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Don't have much to say today, but I see that 7:22, which is another 12 minutes down here Eastern Time, the International Space Station is supposed to go overhead. And there's a way you can look up online or through an app to find out when it's going to cross your area if you got clear skies, and it looks clear down here. So we step out in the driveway, and sure enough, that thing, it looks like a very bright star that's moving faster than airplanes or anything up there, and you can see it for about 5 minutes from horizon to horizon. So that's pretty neat stuff. Okay, everybody have a good day, good night. Wayne, back to you, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And yes, I second that. I never get tired of watching the space station pass overhead. And I like the heavens-above.com site, but there are plenty of others that will tell you when there's a good pass in your area. And I really like the ones where the magnitude is like a high negative number, like -3, and that goes from 10 degrees above the horizon when it starts and 10 degrees above the horizon when it sets. So you can really crane your neck there and watch it going over. And it's just awesome to think that there are humans up there in the sky. And like I said, I never get tired of it. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend it. It's a hoot. So next on my list here is W0TTY.
Hello, Wayne in the net. This is DPW0TTY in Seattle, Washington. And I don't get tired of watching for satellites and watching the ISS pass over. I still can remember the first time I was just looking up at the sky and I saw something that I knew wasn't an airplane, and I knew it wasn't a star or a planet, and it was just going at a consistent speed. And I asked my dad about it. He told me it was a satellite, probably, or an alien. going to Robert's question regarding antennas, it's the location and what you want to do and what you want to put up. It makes it a lot of parameters there, but I was going to give some suggestions for 6 to 20. I've had pretty good luck with a mobile antenna made by Comet, UHV-4 and the UHV-6, and you basically have tuned elements on a vertical, and your transmitter up, and they perform fairly well. Both for decent for receive and good for transmit. Interestingly, according to some of the spots out there, I get out a lot further than I can hear. So reception, probably not as great as for reception, but good for transmit. So I'll put that model number in the chat for Robert. Then for 40 and 80, I'd recommend a loop antenna. And again, the reason why I'm talking about these types of antennas is if you have a restricted space or HOA or anything like that where you need to have sort of a temporary antenna set up, semi-temporary, semi-portable type situation. But I don't know exactly what Robert has. But those are my two suggestions. So I'll type that up in the chat. And thanks, Wayne, for running the net. This is Stephen, W0TTY.
Okay. Well, Stephen, thank you for joining us and giving your input. I noticed that KD9NDJ was in the dashboard here, but now he's gone. I hope he comes back. But next on my list is AB3KC, Collins.
Hello, this is Collins, AB3KC. And my username on SDF is Dirty Rig. Good to hear everybody. Everybody sounds good tonight, coming in clear audio. And so my excitement with all the storms lately, my 40-meter dipole, one of the supports, there's three supports, one on each end and one in the middle at the feed point, and I lost one of them. So my dipole is not working super well. I need to get that back up in the air. As far as... what's going on here, one other thing, maybe not for the 80 meter, but the 20 to 6 meter, I've got friends that are really excited about the hex beam, It's a multi-band antenna, and it looks like an upside-down umbrella. It's very cool. It's got directionality, and they seem to be real excited about the reception capability of the hex beam. Small footprint, has beam-like tendencies. You can rotate it and get directionality out of it. That's an idea. I think it's kind of on the spendy side. So what else is going on here? Cold. It's spring. Other than that, I played Gary's Mod with my son earlier today for about an hour. Nice lazy Sunday. Played Gary's Mod with him. And I think with that, I will turn it back over to Wayne. There's lots of distractions going on in the background. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
What was that game, Gary's Mod? I'd never heard of that.
Yes, Gary's Mod. It's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. It's a very unique game. It's one of a kind, I guess, in a way. I mean, it's a sort of a sandbox game, but it's really, it's kind of like a smorgasbord of models and 3D models from all the other games. So it's like a very modded type environment. It's Gmod for short. I really don't know how to describe it, but it's kind of, you can do really weird stuff in it, but you can build computers and build entertainment systems, and you can build all kinds of just craziness. So very sandboxy, very good for playing. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, intriguing. Well, thank you, Collins. I'll have to Google that after the net. And I'm happy to see that KD9NDJ is back with us. And actually, I think it's his turn here. And I should mention that, Ken, we do not have a specific topic this week. So anything that might be on your mind is fair game here. So it's your turn. Go ahead.
AB9FJ, this is KD9MDJ. I was wondering, first of all, if you can hear me. I'm having trouble with Windows audio, as usual.
You sound marvelous tonight.
Thanks, Wayne. That's good to know. I'm using a Scarlett 2 generation. But I'm only getting audio out of the little mic, the little speaker inside the laptop here, which is not great. But that happens no matter what I try to do with settings. It's been a persistent problem. The Scarlett 2 isn't really very happy with Windows. I think the driver's kind of messed up. It's old. It's an old unit, and it's knocking around, so I'm using it. Anyway, that for a topic on the fly, Windows troubles. By the way, W0TTY, I really enjoyed that discussion last night. I didn't have much to contribute, but we were talking on the SDF BOIP regarding computing, generally speaking, vintage computing. And assembling PCs. Very enjoyable discussion. Lots of knowledge floating around there. Anyway, back to you, Wayne. It's KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, thank you, Ken, for joining us today. I enjoyed that open VoIP, vintage comp exclamation mark last night as well. That was pretty cool. And I see that, wait a minute, let's see, is he still here? No, he's gone. N4K, KDX or KPX, I'm not sure. He was in and out. Oh, well, maybe he'll come back. But I think this brings me to the end of my list here. So I'm ready to go back and give the floor to anyone who has a recheck or some additional comments they would like to make.
W0TTY with a comment.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, thanks for the comment, Ken, on Vintage Comp. It's really a lot of fun to do that and kind of repurpose that time slot for open mic, or sorry, open VoIP. And open VoIP has always kind of been, I wouldn't say hit or miss, I would just say spontaneous as far as what happens with it. Sometimes it can be quite active, and then other nights it's not active at all. But there's been some gems over the years, for sure. And so doing Vintage Comp as a consistent thing has been a lot of fun, especially with Jazz Math involved. Jazz Math is also a ham and has checked into the net here in the past. Sorry, I can't remember his call sign. I think he's a newly minted ham as well. But anyways, he's quite knowledgeable as far as computing is concerned, has, I don't know, maybe 30 years or more professional experience with what he's been doing. So it's always great to chat with him about various things. And I thought the topic was pretty fun too. And next week we've got Robert Bernardo from the Fresno Commodore Users Group who's going to be joining in to talk about the Commodore LA Super Show. And Robert is also kind of a fixture in the Commodore community. He's a retired school teacher, but he used to bring his Commodore to school, try to get the kids interested in computers way back in the day. So it'll be great to talk to him next week. W0TTY.
Okay, good stuff there, Stephen. And by the way, Jazzmass, his call sign is November 9, Mike Alpha Zulu. And I just looked him up on QRZ. And, you know, the problem with QRZ and even the FCC website is that you cannot always tell when someone was originally licensed. You can tell maybe the last time they renewed their license, so that gives you a hint. But I'm thinking, his current license expires in 2027, which means that he must have renewed it in 2017. And I'm sure he was a ham before 2017. So that kind of suggests that he was at least, you know, a ham in 2007. And he might have been a ham in 1997. I mean, I get the impression he's been around a while. So we'll have to ask him the next time we see him. And I see that N4 Kilo Delta X-ray is back here. So, Tim, let me bring you up to speed here because I don't recognize your call. I'm assuming that this is your first time. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net, and SDF stands for the Super Dimension Fortress, which is a public access Unix system. And if you take your web browser to sdf.org, you can find out all about SDF, and you can get yourself a free account and tinker with a Unix operating system if you're not already familiar with it. Anyway, so we do not have a topic this week, so anything that is on your mind, we're all kind of ham radio and computer geeks here. So welcome to the SDF Amateur Radio Club Net, and if you have anything you would like to contribute, you have the floor now, Tim.
Yeah, I'm fairly new to EchoLink. This is M4KDX. And I've had my call sign for about a year now. Been into ZMR and 2 meter, 70 centimeter on a handy talkie radio. Have not purchased a base station yet. So I'm just kind of getting on here and discovering the new different EchoLink groups and talk groups, rag shoes, and just adding them to my favorites list. So I, excuse me, I'm a technical person myself. I work in software development and computers all my whole life, and enjoy it very much. So I was just doing a search for anything tech in these groups on EchoLink and found this. So I'll add this to my favorites. I don't have really much more to contribute. Just on here playing around and trying to add as many to my favorites as possible and checking out everything. So thanks for letting me contribute, and thanks for letting me talk. And I will be around some. And if you could go ahead and give me that website one more time, I can write that down. I had the TV turned up too loud and couldn't hear me. So if you give me that website one more time right now, and that'll be it for me. N4KDX 73.
Okay, yeah, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot dot Oscar Romeo Golf. And I'm curious, how are you connecting to us today? Are you using an HT and going through a repeater, or are you using a desktop PC and running the Windows EchoLink app, or perhaps you're using a smartphone with an Android or iOS EchoLink application?
I have currently I'm on the my desktop running the Windows interface, but I also have the app on my Android phone as well, so I connect both ways, but currently I'm on my laptop.
Okay, fine business. And I think in that case you can see the chat perhaps. I think the URL for SDF has been posted in the chat section there, so that you can copy it from there. So anyway, welcome to our little net here. We do this every week at zero Zulu on Mondays, and in North America that turns out to be Sunday evenings. Judging by your call sign, I assume you're in the southeastern United States, so that's why I say that. So anyway, welcome to our little net here, and you're welcome to come back in the future, and probably you want to check this conference on Friday evenings. There's a bunch of stuff going on then. So thank you for joining us, and I see that another station has popped up here, Kilo Juliet 6. Oh, gosh, my eyes. I really need to get them fixed here. What did I do with my magnifying glass? Ah, here it is. Kilo Juliet 6, Delta Romeo Hotel, Troy. We do not have a particular topic this week, so anything that's on your mind about ham radio or world affairs or the weather or whatever, you have the floor. Okay, perhaps he stepped away from his computer and will be back in a moment. So in the meantime, I can take additional comments or rechecks from anyone else.
KC3LYZ with a recheck.
Golden. I see quite a few call signs on the screen here, but if I may, this very network, Friday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, we have our Friday night tech net, along with what we call the Flying Pig Net. We're kind of excited for the month of March coming up here. We are celebrating the sortie of the Lancaster Bomber. And so far, we've got the UK involved with a special event call sign along with Australia and Canada. So anyone's interested, QRZ.com, look up GB80LAN. Here in Australia, we got VK80LAN. And in Canada, we have VE80LAN. So those three sites are up and running on QRZ, and we have the whole month of March for those special events. We're going to get all three countries together on this very network Monday, the 1st of March. So we'll have an opening ceremony, and all are welcome. So with that, this network, our conference, TechLink Node 90229 on Echolink. So if we could write that down and you're interested in aviation, it's the celebration of the Lancaster Bomber.
Okay, and just to clarify, if it's necessary, that's not Alpha Delta, it's 80, right there, Reg?
Yes, it's 80. So GB80, Lima Alpha November, and VK80, and VE80LAN, special event call signs for the whole month of March, worldwide, three countries.
Okay, cool. Thank you for mentioning that, Reg. I was going to pass it to you to tell Tim what happens on Friday nights there. So, and I have... Bob, KC3LYZ, who has a reject. It's your time now.
Hey, KC3LYZ, thanks for the suggestions about the antenna. I'm not limited to vertical. We don't have any HLA restrictions or anything like that, but I'm in a row house, so we don't have a whole lot of space. So just looking for hopefully one antenna that covers those bands, and then maybe I might get another second one for the 2 meters and 440.
Right. I'm thinking there are so many choices for 2 meter 440 antennas that you probably do not want to try to combine that with an HF antenna. So if anyone else has any other comments to for Bob's query for an 80 to 6 meter antenna, please speak up. And is Troy still with us here? KJ6DRH, are you back with us? It's your turn if you would like.
Yep, I'm back. I've been away a while because of family illness and stuff, but I was just kind of checking in and lurking. I don't really have anything specific to talk about. Although I was thinking on the antenna, I forget the name of it, but the kind that has multiple wires, I'm trying to remember what it's called. I just watched a video on them. I haven't built one myself, so that's why I can't remember the name probably.
Is it fan dipole? That was what occurred to me when I first heard the question.
That is exactly what I was thinking of. Thank you.
And someone mentioned the hex beam. And I think it's also, the original product is called hex beam, and then MFJ came out with their clone of it, and I think they call it the spider beam or something like that. And it looks a bit like a clothesline. You might have seen these compact clotheslines that anyway, and they are very nice for the turning radius. They don't take up a whole lot of space. I do not have any experience with actually using one though, but they look very nice. If I was really wanting to get into HF, I would super consider that because I live on a very small lot. So Once again, I'm at the end of my list, and I'm ready to take rechecks or additional comments from anyone.
KB9F3VK6DQ2. Anyone heard of that NB0X? I see him come up on Friday nights. He connects, and I saw him in here this morning. So have we actually heard from him?
I have not. Stephen, have you heard from him?
Nope, I have not heard anything from NB0X.
Right. So, well, you know, I probably should, you know, try to reach out to him and see what's up with him, but I haven't done that lately. So, hope he's doing fine. We're probably getting kind of close to time to wrap up the net here. So, if there are no additional comments or rechecks, I will probably wrap it up.
AB9FJBK6BQQ, if you can make contact with them, let them know. It seems that it's a timed connection. And with that in mind, why timed connections are not good if you're not controlling it. So if we see them on there and nothing happens, we may have to block them.
Ah, okay. I understand your concern there. So... Right. If I do make contact with him, I will relay your message about that. Thank you. So, one final call for rechecks or comments. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0040 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can try the AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group, number 31650, or join us in the Commode on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.